I start over. Call to order the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation meeting, Friday, July 13th. Consent items. Item number 18569, minutes of the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation meeting of April 13th, 2018. I move that we accept.
Second.
Okay, on to the regular agenda, item 18570. Consider, discuss, act on a recommendation to council for a request for qualifications for future affordable housing development utilizing public-private partnership with the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation. Open it up to comments, discussion. I want to briefly, we can talk about what the subcommittee has done. We've met twice in February and June, that was 29th. So recently, we had many updates to make to it, and I think most of them, but not all of them, were added. So we need to talk about getting the other ones added before. It says the RFQ is going before council on the 23rd.
I think we're actually going to push that day back a little bit because that day is actually a work session and it's not an actual council. So it's going to move to the August 6th meeting.
For the RFQ, right?
Correct.
And this is what she sent us a few weeks ago. We already have the chance
but
to
then changes were made again at the subcommittee, and so this is now the new draft.
Do you have
right?
the highlighted changes?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or were there any
significant changes?
Yeah,
there were because there was a lot of HUD information in there that we weren't. It was specific to HUD, the template.
Right.
So we had to change a lot of that wording. There were things. Trying to remember.
So what we changed was, let me open up my notes from this last time.
Census tracts.
We added the census tracts. We did not cap the number of units that it was saying that we're going to build. We added in a threshold of 70 points because there's a point system of up, you know, it goes up to 100, and the threshold of at least 70 points was added. The census
page 4.
Right.
The census tracts were added.
Is there a reason why 304 census tract? I know there's a little bit of land there. Is that why that it's all filled up or?
What I did was I just looked at the census tract map and I chose the census tracts just west of 75.
But 304 is also west. It's I think along Custer. Is it too little for?
I think the part that it was on, because it was 3, and I don't think I brought that map with me. I can look at it if it's there, if there's a part that's still in the
I looked at it, it's pretty small, but I don't know. There might be some land there.
So that was 304?
Yeah. And probably city council might want to change some of these, maybe. I don't know.
Those were the only major changes.
Okay, so some of the ones that still have not been changed that were discussed in the subcommittee meeting. On page 10, number 16, that part about revitalization is still in there.
Right, that one was marked and I just forgot it.
Okay.
I skipped right past it. I'm going to go back and add that one. I've marked it on my notes here on page 10, revitalization number 16. also noticed that on the table of contents, I switched the page numbers because we had that it was page 26 and 27. It's actually 25 and 26. Since we cut a page out, the numbers changed. I did go back and add under the special concerns, telling the developers up front about the census tracts.
Oh, good.
That was a great thought.
That's in this new one.
Yeah, it's not in the one that you have in, because this was already published and on our agenda, so I have notations of ones that you guys wanted to talk about today and make changes.
Just because the developer's going to look at this introduction first off, and so on special concerns, the census tracts, then they know it's not anywhere in the city, it's in a specific area.
Right, so the line that I've added there says prospective project sites must be located in census tracts 303, 305, and 306 in the city of McKinney.
Okay.
And I'll look at that 304.
Okay.
And add that.
Yeah, I don't know, okay. But it's right there on Custer, so I think there might be multifamily there. I don't know.
If on it was Custer, hard to just say. west of Custer, like the developments that were built there at the multifamily recently, that's the city of Frisco.
No, I'm talking about it's before Custer, so it's in the
city. Oh, before Custer.
McKinney.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
On page 7. It still says the Housing Finance Corp will serve as a liaison with HUD and TDHCA. And I think we talked about getting rid of that because then it would be, you'd have to be the go-between.
We can remove that if you want and make it just say McKinney Housing Finance Corp will play the following key roles in the development process. So just keep that second sentence.
Yeah.
It does mention on page 10, on number 11, that the co-developer shall prepare any and all submissions and submit.
Right, that's
why. So we do kind of have it in both.
It seemed inconsistent, so.
So you guys would like to remove that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and then we still talked about how long it was and wordy it was, and it still seems long.
It is very long.
Councilman Elliott suggested that we not be so dependent on a lot of experience, because if you look at all the points are basically for experience, and you've had to have worked with this, 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 and this. And so we talked about maybe reducing that, because you can have some that have been in this business forever and they'll automatically get all the points. Whereas you might have one that's just starting out and has done maybe 4 or 5, doesn't have all those letters, and we need to still be open to that. So I think that was kind of part of the discussion, was the way this is geared, all the points will go to the most experienced.
Right.
Not necessarily the best, but the most experienced.
How many points right now do they have to be at? What's the maximum?
100.
When you look at this page, though, she's on page 4, if you want to look at it, where we're talking about the points. And in that section, when it's talking about the developer's pass, it's referencing 2 letters from each of the people they've worked with. So even if you've done one project, you're going to have at least a letter to all of these different people.
But not necessarily a housing finance agency or housing authorities. That's the thing. It just seems like if you've been doing this forever, you're going to have all this. But if you haven't, and you've only been doing maybe the kind that we would want more, somebody who hasn't necessarily worked with a housing authority, that doesn't mean they're automatically not as good as the other people.
So would you like to remove the housing authority, since we're not a housing authority? But I would... definitely
to community partners, housing authority,
or reduce it down to one letter.
Investor, housing finance agency. So that's like us,
correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. So maybe they haven't worked with one.
Maybe go from 2 to 1.
I would think you could get rid of the housing authority.
Can we make some required or optional? I mean, you know. So that we're giving suggestions, we at least want you to do this, and then for the people that have done this for 20 years and have more, okay, fine.
Right, but in the points, this is what we would be looking at. It's specifically, oh, they don't have two housing authority ones, so we can't give them all the points. So that's, I think, what the issue is. And then maybe one that hasn't done 100, maybe just done 10, might not have done that yet.
Right, so basically to give the chance for the new person who's up and coming, who's trying to get into it.
Right, not a complete novice who's never done it before, but... There are some companies that have been doing this forever, and they have them all over the place.
Right.
This point structure seems to just be aimed toward them.
Right. It's not giving an opportunity for new startups or new people trying to get into it, or new companies, should I say.
Yeah. And I think that's what Scott Elliott was saying. He was just saying it can't just be geared toward extreme experience. Maybe just
a lot of it. Can we say that in order to... So, let me make sure. Can we say that in order to get the 30 points, you have to have 3 of the 4? Or we reduce it 1-1? I mean, can we do that? So I'm newer, I can pick, okay, I can get 2 of these community partners, I can't get 2 housing authorities, but I can get the, I don't know, could we just say you have to at least pick 3 of the 4 or whatever?
Would that work?
Yeah. It's completely up to you guys. I mean, you can add 1 of the housing authorities. I mean, really, this template initially came from a housing authority.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's listing housing authorities.
Yeah, and I'm wondering...
So, I mean, honestly, you could remove housing authorities, but... I mean, it's completely up to you, but they do projects like this too. So when you're building these different projects and using the different sources.
Could you break it down per, like, the points given? Like, if they don't have all the requirements, but let's say they give 1 letter, give partial points?
Yeah, you could do that. That's 30 total to get all this. But say they don't, and then you say, okay, we're going to count each letter as 10 points or something like that, and then you would lower their score. The problem is then that puts ones who have all the letters at a higher advantage than the others.
Well, it's really, it is biased towards people that have done this for a long time and have a lot of experience, but whether we want that or not, do we want that?
And that kind of lends itself to page 3, where it talks about the qualifications and experience being sought. This is saying to me that I have to have all this.
Right.
Maybe if you just said, we would prefer this, or, something like that, so they know that, I mean, somebody could go down the list and say, oh my gosh, I've never done this, so I can't apply for it.
So basically, instead of saying experience being sought, you could say preferred experience, but not necessary.
Right.
We could change the language for
can
that.
We do that. I think that's kind of what Scott Elliott was saying, and we were agreeing that we just don't want it to be
preferred but not required.
Right.
Right.
If I'm someone that doesn't have as much experience,
right,
I'm going to have questions like, well, wait a minute, what does that mean? Am I, I want to know, like, you're saying preferred but not required, but am I still going to get dinged, really?
Well, that's why we need to make sure that there's nothing in the points that favors only these things.
Right.
Because we're not looking for a green building, necessarily. Yeah.
I mean,
it has to be a green building.
Right.
I was looking at that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's very limiting.
And what was mentioned on that, that's what Scott was actually talking about, was the green. And not to say what we changed that to, because there's a line in there for that, was we noted not requiring anything extra with the green, but to say that we're interested in exploring
right.
the green options.
And then
so
that,
we made it a possibility, not a requirement.
And then that kind of needs to be reflected here, though, because this is kind of saying,
this is what we want, and
you have to have it to apply. But down here, if you... keep reading, oh, well, then they're okay if I don't have it. Why not just say,
right,
we would like this, but it's not required.
But you're right. A developer's going to read the introduction, and then when they get to that, they may just go.
Yeah, it's like when you're looking for a job. You look at what the requirements and the qualifications are, and if you don't have those specific ones, then...
So going back to the point system, The only thing I could think of is it's already, the minimum requirement is already 70. So that's already giving room for people to meet that minimum threshold. Because I don't see how you could cut that down. I mean, you might not get all of those letters, but you could get some of them.
I know. So maybe we should just say some, not all. Right. We would like these,
like, I don't know, whatever, 75% of the following. Or...
Well, it sounds like what you're saying is even if they don't have them all, they could still meet the threshold.
Right, they could still meet the threshold. That's what I'm trying to say. Right. So there's really not really much changes we could do, but we could word it where some examples and then list these as examples of letters. But we're not saying these are the letters you have to get. These are some examples of letters to present.
So you don't have to have all the letters.
Right.
What you're saying.
Right. Okay. And we could list all of the letters, but list it under, like, examples of letters that you
can submit. But can you realistically get to the 70, though, if you don't have these letters? Depending on how many points you give the letters, the point system for the letters, so.
I think if we just got rid of the...
Well, that's why I asked earlier.
Housing authority ones.
If they give one letter or two letters, they could get some points.
We need to simplify this.
See, the problem is that... somebody who with less experience can get that 70 threshold, but that doesn't mean that you're not going to have a competitor that's been doing this forever get 100%. And then that person won't, the one that meets the threshold, if we're sitting here, oh, this one got a 70, this one got 100, which one is going to win the bid?
Right.
The highest one.
That's a different issue because that's a selection. I don't think that's a...
When we do the selection, are we doing it just on the points?
Mm-hmm.
So if you get, once you get a higher point, you get 100, you get selected.
Right.
Are we doing it based on some other criteria?
No, that's what the points
that's
are.
That's the only determinant.
Yeah, because that's how everybody scored. That's
so at the end of the day, the person with the highest point gets it, no matter what.
Right.
No matter what. We don't take any of these other subjective things into consideration.
Right.
Well, then you can't. Then, in my opinion, you can't have a minimum of 70 because that person is always going to lose.
But if you change the requirements, then it makes it a more level playing field. It's like if you have a rubric for an assignment to turn in. You know, the English teacher. It's an English assignment. You have to have a list of what's required to get an A, B, or C. And so we can mess with the rubric. We can mess with the point structure so that it's fair to everybody. Otherwise, we're only going to get the people with all the experience. Well, because that's what all the points go to.
I think the problem should be is we should use this metrics to develop kind of like a best qualified list and then get the top three candidates and then, you know, interview those three.
We can't be the only group in this situation. Like, what do other...
Housing finance corporations don't actually send out RFQs.
But RFQs are used everywhere and they use the point system. I think we just have to mess around with the point system a little bit to make it more fair and then it will be fine. I think one of the other issues with the point system is this is the project, you know, here, we want you to do this. Say you're a builder who comes, I found land, I found it in the place you want. We should have points for that. That should be, hey, you're at least meeting what we want. We need to give you points for, remember that one that I gave you from purchasing? They have a scenario. It was with percentages, and they have a scenario kind of about the specific job they're being asked for. And so we should have some points for, are you aiming the right way?
So basically what I'm hearing is we should expand the point system to include more stuff.
I think it needs a lot of work. I really do, because right now you could have somebody come in.
I think it's easier to expand and add more points than it is to try to remove stuff or say optional. I think it's...
Well, I'm wondering, just while I'm listening to everybody, maybe it's in our benefit to have a big company that's done a lot of these, since this is our first time to do this, and have them come in and we learn as following someone that's done this a lot, instead of trying to reach out to everybody on our first go out.
I know, but we're not trying to reach out to one that has just started this idea, I want to be doing this, right? Because they have no experience at all. We're talking a difference between someone who's done hundreds and somebody who's done 50, right? They're both, they can both be very good and could really, let's say one that's only done 50 is better at finding creative solutions to our lack of space on the west side than somebody who, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You've got to have it open, not to somebody who's never done it before, but open to,
well, then
I've only done 25.
Maybe instead of two, knock it down to one. Would that open it up to more people?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Knock what down?
Well, on the point system.
He's saying instead of two letters, one letter.
Two housing
right.
authority, two tax credit, you know, just say one.
Yeah, or we could just get rid of the housing authority, because if we weren't one, this came from a housing authority template, so let's just take that out.
That's not important to us, right, whether they've done housing authority stuff. I think we need to simplify, too.
Right.
I'm always thinking from a business perspective. If I get something that's too complicated, I just put it aside and go on to something that's not as complicated.
So you want to remove the housing authorities or reduce the housing authority?
Let's remove it unless somebody.
So you're saying, for you to have a letter from the housing authority, you must have done a project with the housing authority.
Right.
And you want to open it up to someone who's never done
right.
a project with a housing
right.
authority.
Right, because we're not a housing
yeah.
authority.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
That's fine.
It at least opens it up to people who've never done that before.
Yeah.
But if I've worked with a housing authority, can I submit a letter even though you're not saying?
No.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't.
We wouldn't accept that
not, it if it's not on the list.
I don't know why they would. I mean,
okay.
But it would come in their prior experience, right? Because they have a whole thing about what prior experience they've had. So it would come in there that they've worked with a housing authority.
Okay.
It's just not a requirement for the 30 points.
Okay, I get it.
Working out points is really difficult, I think. And that's why I was... showed Crystal one that the purchasing department does. You know, they do the airport, they do all the RFQs for everything, and they do percentages. You get this percent, and it just seems...
I mean, you can switch these points to percentages, too, and
not
points.
As, it just seems so much easier to see, like, if we're evaluating, we can go, okay, this.
I don't have a problem with the point.
Okay, so if we're removing housing authorities and that solves that piece.
I think so.
Okay.
How about knocking down the number that we're talking about opening it up?
That's what I was thinking. Knocking down 70.
One of each?
One of each.
Okay.
I think the goal is to try to simplify.
So you want them to only provide one community partner they've ever worked with?
If you've done at least,
kind of watering
if
it
you've
down
done 10
much,
or 50, you should be able to come up with two. And if you can't, then I don't know that I do want
what
to
are
with
community
you.
Partners?
Yeah.
Or even investors.
Yeah, investors are important because that's what we're
do
doing.
Do we define community partners?
And no.
What does that mean?
What does that mean, community partners?
The different community partners you work with could be...
is that HOAs?
And do we need to define community partners?
Well, they're always doing this. I don't know. We don't have a definition one in here,
no.
do we? We don't actually define community partners.
I just think there's still so much that has to be done on this that I just don't know if it's going to be ready to go to city council.
You know, the other one we started out with was a lot shorter, but everybody went with the long version.
Well, maybe they should reverse.
The board. We decided the committee, the subcommittee decided.
You're frustrated
number
now
because
we're wanting to know.
Maybe at that, maybe at
can
that
we get
point.
That simple one back out and look at it.
I just think I don't know.
That's why I just don't think it's ready at this point. I think there are still too many things that need to be done. You know, after we're gone from the board, this needs to be easy for everybody to understand.
26 pages is not.
No, it's not. And we talked about that too, somehow reducing how long it is, how complicated it is, how
Crystal,
the
is
points.
It possible to get that other version back out just to look at it? Because I don't even remember it. You know.
I have it on my computer. I don't think I have a copy with me.
Maybe that and this, we could make something in between.
Well, and that's what we sent out. We sent out the short version for you to look at, and then you could have added the point system in which you wanted to go in there. But everyone liked the long version. Even though a lot of this long stuff is what you will have in your contract with your developer when you get there, and it'll go in there. So it's why it is very long, and it's redundant, and it mentions a lot of the same stuff that will be in a contract later.
So that's a good point, because I was like, can't we just, the RFQ to me should just be whatever, a couple of pages, here's the, here's
well,
the
they're never done a couple pages.
Okay, well, it's got to be half. I mean, surely it can be 10 or 12 pages.
Well, this one I'm looking at that
we
did.
And then the contract has all the hairy
exactly.
That we did recently was 24 pages. This other one we did was 24 pages. So I'm looking at several of them, and they're usually pretty big.
This
I mean, so they're
like this other city,
but still,
no, this is our city.
Still not as redundant. It's just going over the same things over and over again. Right. I think that, and the other thing is 10 points. Evidence of demonstrated knowledge and familiarity of applicable government regulations. What does that look like? I mean, you would think if you've done all these projects that you've already demonstrated that ability.
Right.
So there again, it's kind of, you're giving points for the same things.
For nothing.
And it mentions the housing and urban development again.
Well, HUD, they're making sure you have points with HUD, that you've done, that you have familiarity with HUD and with building in Collin County and in our area and the city.
It just seems like that you're already saying that when you have done things here.
So maybe would it be helpful, like the contract, whatever stuff is in the contract, can we take that out of here and help, you know, I don't know what's in the contract.
We don't have an actual contract.
We don't have.
So we've never done it.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Well, it'll have to be done, right?
We'll get there.
Yeah.
We got to get past this.
Let's get past this stage.
I mean, because purchasing can do that. We just tell them when this is done, they do the contracts, right?
No, our contracts will come from our attorneys.
I was about to say, it comes from the attorney.
The city attorney or this
our
attorney?
Bond attorney. Okay. And, the ones that we work with.
And they're going to want this done and finalized before they do the contract.
I don't think so,
yeah.
Well, part of me is saying, let's simplify this a little bit more, but at the same time, I think it's a learning process. We're not going to solve everything today.
I'm thinking
or next week, but over the course of doing one of these, we're going to learn a lot.
Right. The smaller, the shorter it is, probably the better, because once it gets to that phase with the attorney, if we're missing anything, they're going to come back and tell us you're missing this and you're missing that. So it's going to be a communication thing going back and forth. That's what I'm thinking.
We got to get past this stage.
We're just
simplify a little bit.
And then let it rhyme.
It's not going to be perfect.
It's not going to be perfect. Exactly. That's the whole point. The attorneys are going to tell us what's.
Well, what did you guys want to simplify? Because we need to take this before council. So we took out the housing authority.
Right.
I suggested bringing the letter down to one, but maybe that wasn't a good idea. Maybe two.
So are you saying this has to go before city council?
It is scheduled. It's scheduled to go before council on August 6th for them to review and if approve or make changes.
I know, but we can't change that. We can't change
that. That's not. We can change that. We can say we want to table this until we work on it more.
But why would we want to do that? Can we make changes after council looks at it?
No.
Not if they approve it, no.
No.
So whatever. We send this to them and they say okay, then we're stuck with what we got here.
Yeah, that's
and that's you said 26th of August?
The 6th
of August.
Yeah, I think that can be pushed back if we, and we just maybe need to meet a couple more times or collaborate online or something to make it better, because right now it's.
So what are the main things that we want to change this?
Reduce how many pages it is.
So
and we just have to decide, do we want to reduce the, if you look on page 3, that 1.2, they'll get that when they say scope of, when we go into scope of work, right? Or
right, but I don't think you want to take away experience and qualification that you're looking at. This is part of your introduction, kind of like you've mentioned the census tracts are going to build in. You're mentioning, okay, here's the introduction to this project. So here's some qualifications and experience that are being sought. And then here's where it tells you about where what you have to submit for your submittals. So this is kind of explaining the process to you. I don't think you can take away
right,
what qualifications you're looking for. And then it just goes in detail throughout the several pages of what those are.
Okay, so on 1.2, we would like qualifications and experience being sought to have it as a, we would like these things, but they're not all required, right?
Right.
That's one.
So
that's one.
That should be said that they're not required, because when I look at this, I'm going, I don't have experience in green building, so I'm not qualified.
Right. So we want to just kind of reword like that a little bit.
We could word it like recommended qualifications and experience.
Okay. That's good.
Because it almost seems like this is what we are required, otherwise you're not part of the deal. It doesn't seem like that's not what we're trying to say.
Recommended or preferred.
Yeah, recommended qualifications and experience.
Okay, so then they know these are not required, but we would like those.
That's what we're looking at, yeah.
Right.
Okay, selection process. Scoring, then their scope of work, which they would want, right?
So everything's okay now on that page 3?
I still don't like the points, but we can talk about that later.
Maybe we should just go like page to page and just...
Well, no, I'm just seeing...
We gotta get to the end of this.
I'm just seeing what we could get rid of.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let's go page by page.
Yeah.
Project financing and fees.
You just say, this is okay or this is not okay.
Right. So page 3 is fine. Page 4, we're taking out the housing authority, so that's scratched out.
And we want to define what community partners are. We want to try to get...
Yeah, we don't know what community partners are. We don't know how to show evidence of demonstrated knowledge and familiarity of... Oh, well, we're on page 4. Okay. So page 4.
Okay.
So what are community partners? We still don't know that.
Well, are we the ones to define that? I mean, I have no...
Well, we'll have
if we can't define it, then we got to come up with some other requirement.
Where did it come from? So that we can know the context. This came from...
I don't know.
It came from another RFQ.
From another RFQ, but from where?
A housing authority.
The McKinney Housing Authority?
No.
No? I guess...
I mean, does community partner mean I partnered with the...
You could be partnering with the housing authority, you could be partnering with another developer, you could be partnering with the HOA, a community around you to build, you know, to do services in your development. Anybody in the community, really, that you partner with to do your project. It could be you partnered with a local service agency to come in and do programs.
So that's like another nonprofit. Is that what you're saying? They have to be a nonprofit, or
I don't think it would have to be a nonprofit, because you could also have you could have any education providers coming in. You could have
anybody, economic development could be Habitat for Humanity. Anything.
So we'll need to have that somewhere, a defined page to say that. I wonder if there's any other words that needs to be defined like that.
And do they have to have worked with a housing finance agency?
That would be like us, right?
Yeah. I mean, not everybody's worked with one. They can just go through TDHCA and get stuff done. Right?
What do you think about that,
Crystal?
Yeah, they can. They don't have to go through HFCs to get bonds.
Yeah, so... They could have gone and had a lot of experience without seeing one of us.
Let's take that one out then.
could take that one down.
Not a re- I mean,
yeah.
It's not a requirement.
Yeah. Or put it and or TDAH.
Well, we can't because, oh, well, that they all will have worked with THCA
right.
to get any of this experience. So I just don't think we should have it in, period. Do you all agree with that?
Crystal, I'm fine with that. You're the one that has the most experience with this kind of work. Kind of
then we're down to two. We're down to community partners and tax credit investor. That's it.
So you're wanting to show that they've got past performance on similar projects. And so now we don't want to show them working with any type of agencies.
Right.
So a housing finance agency?
It just can't be so specific. It's not that we don't want them to...
So how can we reword it in a way that's more...
Could you say another agency?
What other agencies?
Such as
TDHCA, I guess. You could.
Say,
I mean, does TDHCA give references?
I don't know. But, I mean, they're going to have to show that in past performance that they've worked with
right,
many projects.
Right, but they're going to have to show that here, too. So I don't know.
My only problem is, like, yeah, they have to show it with past projects, but how are we going to know those projects went well? You know what I mean? They could say, well, yeah, I did all these projects, but then...
Well, it asks you their information on the past projects. You can't just say, I built XYZ for $20 million. It's great. I mean, you have to actually give references and
how
much
about,
it was.
How about here okay. we can put in that... We've gone on TDHCA and seen that they don't have any actions against them. Would that be something that would work?
We already mentioned that, you know, they can't be debarred and they can't have anything like that. So
no, but
what
you
mean
can
by
have
actions?
Little things like...
if you're asking for references, then yeah, take it out. Because that's the same thing. Letter, reference, pretty much the same thing.
Well, and that's also the thing. If you look here on the 35 points, they're asking about the ability and experience to secure financial resources. Well, that's there in the references too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that's what I don't like about the points is that it seems like here's the same thing, here's the same thing, here's the same thing. We're giving you points for the same thing.
Well, the top one's talking about your experience and being able to get financial resources and your structure in completing the projects.
Right, and then you're wanting investor references. So obviously, if you have been able to finance and structure things, you are in good standing in the financial community or they wouldn't give you the tax credits. Do you see what I'm saying? It's just, I just don't like these points, the way they're structured. I mean...
Do you have another suggestion besides points?
No, I'm fine with points. I just don't like how many points for what, because it seems like all the points are for the same thing.
Well, there's always, in every RFQ I see, there's always financial capacity. And that's kind of what they're talking about on...
No, I know, but then you're sitting here asking for tax credit investor references, too. It's...
Would it be okay if we took out that one housing finance agency? Because so we're asking for it in the 35 points. I mean, they're going to probably provide it if they have.
Well, I think down on the 30 points, the housing finance agency is very specific. Too specific. Not everybody's going to have worked with
that's
one. So it's two different.
It,
yeah, it's two different.
Take that out.
Two different things there.
If we're already asking for it in the 35 points, something similar, they're probably going to provide it. Is that what you're saying? It's being redundant?
Well, I was talking about the tax credit investor references.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought we were talking about that. The housing finance agency.
Well, we still are on that too.
I don't see where they're talking about the HFC in the 35 points.
No, I think he thought I was talking about that, but it was really the tax credit investor references.
Well, it says that respondents' experience to structure, and I'm reading in the 35 point. experience to structure and secure the financial resources necessary to complete some of the project. Isn't that kind of
just talking about low-income housing tax credit projects?
Yeah, it talks about the
I think we're all getting a little.
That's why I thought the subcommittee could meet a couple more times and hash out the rest before
coming here to everybody because
there's so much, I think, that still needs to be hashed out.
I just hate to table things.
Not table, but you're still working. How about, is there something for, we need to still work on it?
That's tabling it.
We got to get going on this thing.
I do have a timeline.
No, you don't, because you can change when something comes before city council that's not set in stone. And city council is not going to want something that's so messed up that they pretty much have to start over on it. I wouldn't think. I think they'd rather give it a little more time until it's that everybody can stand behind it. And I just don't know that we can stand behind it at this point.
Is that how everybody feels? Do you want to
come back to this? I would rather power through this and get it done than table it.
So if we table it, when would they meet to work on it?
Subcommittee.
Yeah.
The subcommittee, we would work whenever we could get on it again. And now it would be easier to target what needs to be fixed because we've made so many other changes. If we're just on the point structure and trying to reduce the length of it a little bit, that might be easier than it was in the beginning when we had all the HUD stuff in it and all the extra redundant. We had even more redundant information on it before. It's an editing process that I just don't think can be done so quickly.
Well, because if we're going to table it, then we need to let the council know so that way they could get a reschedule for a later day.
Right.
So that we need to know when are they going to work for it, once the timetable going to be for their revisions, which basically means when they're going to finish it, come back here to.
So you want us to say like when this whole board will meet again to finalize it?
Yeah, kind of like a whole timetable, because we need to let the council know.
Okay.
We can't just say, well, we're going to table it, and they're going to be like, because they have their schedules to do.
I don't think city council's even got this on their radar right now, so I don't think they're sitting here waiting for us to finish this. No. They don't. But yes, we can have a deadline if you want. Do you want to say
a month or two months when we
meet again in 2 months and then have it all banged out by then? What do you think, Crystal? Do you think if we put these changes in and then look at it again, all of us can either collaborate through emails or the subcommittee can meet again and then all of us collaborate through emails so that when we come back and meet again, it's exactly the way we want it and then we just vote on passing it to city council.
Right.
That would...
I think the subcommittee needs to meet again.
Yeah.
And
go it's easier to have something
to work from than to just sit here and so if the subcommittee can meet again and then maybe we meet next month. I mean, is 30 days enough? Does it need to be 2 months?
Who's in the subcommittee?
Bridget and James and Harry and then
Scott Elliott and Shimwell.
Now we did meet already once and we thought it was too long and it was 29 pages and now it's 26, so we didn't get a whole lot done the first time, so I'm like,
we got a lot done in the last one in June. We had a lot of good things to do. They just need to all be put in, and then we can look at it and start thinking about.
But they were put in.
The other thing is, maybe we're getting.
No, they weren't all changed. There's a list of things that were not.
Is that right, Chris?
Put in.
Yes, there are. There was a couple that were skipped. The ones we already talked about.
And Elliot talking about the experience thing, having to be the total. That wasn't changed in here.
See, so. and I didn't catch Elliot speaking about the experience on the total. The only thing I remember us focusing on that I wrote down was the green experience.
Okay, maybe it was James and I who focused on not just limiting it to the very experienced. But I thought Scott Elliott also said that.
Well, let's move to table the RFQ to subcommittee.
Okay.
And
I think that's a good idea. Yeah. And
it seems like there's so many other issues
to
be discussed or whatnot.
And Crystal, we can either say that we want to meet a month from now, or we can say 2 months from now, but it should be done by then,
well,
I would think.
Let's give a month for the subcommittee to meet, do it, make their edits, make the changes, email everybody, and then after they make their changes, then we'll meet.
Yeah, I think that's
better. Well, your next meeting would be August 10th, if you kept it on the second Friday, they normally are.
Let's just plan on that and give us we need a deadline so we can get this thing done.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. If a subcommittee meets and they make the changes and then everybody else gets it and can add their changes.
Email the document with the changes.
Right.
So we could read it beforehand.
In email, it's always a red line.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that would be better.
So we're going to make the motion to table it?
I thought I did.
Well, she has.
Oh, she has.
Oh, I have to make all the motions? I move that we table the RFQ until August 10th after the subcommittee meets again and the full board gets access to the document to edit it.
Second.
First, second.
Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Yeah.
All opposed?
All in favor? Yes.
Yes.
All
in
favor?
Aye.
Aye. We get to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Oh, you're good. Thank you.